don't blame you. We got carried away. I can't hold on to an empty space.
Now you've found a new star to orbit. It could be love. I think you're too soon to call us old. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. And every time I let you leave, I always saw you coming back to me. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. To orbit, it could be love. I think you're too soon to call us so. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. And every time I let you leave, I always saw you coming back to me. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. I thought I had you on hold. I thought I had you on hold.
Welcome back to Hot Tub Tapes. My name is Julia, and as always, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So happy to be back after a brief week hiatus because of spring break. My voice sounds terrible because I'm a little sick, so bear with me. The other night, though, my friend said I sounded like a flute, so this is a big improvement over a few nights ago. And today, I'm kind of just feeling we're going to go with the flow. I have no set. I have no plan for maybe like the first time ever. And it's gorgeous outside today. Maybe the first real warm day of spring. And I'm feeling like I just want to play some fun songs that I love. Probably stuff I've played on the radio before. Especially that first song that was On Hold by the XX. And that song is top 10. Top 10 for me, and I mean it. I really mean it this time. I'm not exaggerating. That's probably been my top song of the year a couple times in a row when it wasn't like a G6, but song really just takes me back to high school and like how much I love the XX in high school. I've talked about them a ton. I got to see them in concert when I was in high school. And the XX is composed of Jamie XX, their producer, Oliver Sim, and Romy. And Oliver Sim, since the XX has broken up, has done his own solo stuff. He was going to go on tour, and then he canceled his tour, which is kind of a bummer, but his solo stuff is really good. Romy was recently featured on a track with Fred Again, which is really good. And Jamie XX is doing his thing, releasing lots of banging music. And as you know, I'm absolutely in love with him, and I would do anything for Jamie XX. I've talked about that a lot on the show before. But it's just such a good song. It's so fun, and it's one of my favorites, and it just, like, never fails to, like, get in my head. And coming up next is a song I've been listening to a lot today, especially. It's a Rah Rah Riot track from back in the day called Bad to Worse, and we'll chat about it after. So this is a Rah Rah Riot.
hearse than a highway. Woke up, I'm riding. Red hearse than a highway. Woke up, I'm riding. Red hearse than a highway.
All right, so that was Red Hearse by Red Hearse, the Jack Antonoff one-off album band that he made after Bleachers. And that song came on shuffle maybe 3 times today, so I think that was the universe telling me I needed to play that track. Just such a good album. I hope there's more to come from Red Hearse, but knowing Jack Antonoff, I wouldn't think so. He's been a little busy producing all of Taylor Swift's music, all of Lorde's music, being featured on the brand new Lana Del Rey album. You know, it goes on and on. He's a little busy. I love Jack Antonoff, and I was an OG Jack Antonoff fan. I will say that. I will put that out there. And before that was Bad to Worse, Robert Riot, who does a lot of work, or did a lot of work with Rostam, the lead singer for Vampire Weekend. They have a track called Water. Great song. And I was going to play that. Decided to go with the classic, Bad to Worse. Next up, another band that I love, and I'm super excited because, hold up one moment. Yeah, so they just released that they just announced that they're releasing a brand new album called The Valley of the Vision, and that band is Manchester Orchestra, another penultimate mid-2000s indie band that just like really makes my heart melt. I just love Manchester Orchestra, and I've always wanted to see them live. My dad and I used to listen to them a lot back in the day, and I'm so pumped for their new album because they're one of those bands that I feel like every album they've produced has been really good, and when so many indie bands have just come and gone and are like one album one-offs, Manchester Orchestra is still kicking, so I'm hoping their next album is amazing. But the track I'm going to play is from A Black Mile to the Surface. It's my favorite Manchester Orchestra song, maybe. Maybe not. It's called The Gold. And we're going to follow that up with some 1975. We're really going classic indie today, but I feel like that's the only music that can be played when it's this nice outside. So this is Manchester Orchestra with The Gold.
I don't think I love you anymore. That gold mine changed you. You don't have to hold me anymore. Arcade.
All right, so that was Fall in Love by Fantagram, another mid-2000s indie band that, this is really embarrassing, but I'm going to admit it anyway. I only found out, like, yesterday that Big Grams is Big Boy and Fantagram. I never knew that. And they had a collaboration album, came out a few years ago. It's a fantastic album, and I've been listening to it for a while, but I, like, never put the pieces together, and it makes complete sense. But also so funny that, like, Big Boy and Fantagram were in a room together and made an album. So you never know. Unusual collaborations all over the musical universe. And before that, you heard The Gold by Manchester Orchestra. And my friend Maddie, who's listening, texted me, I Raise You, the Phoebe Bridgers collaboration version. Another interesting musical collab. And that's right, there is a version with Phoebe Bridgers of that song. And it's great. It's just more mellow. And I was feeling a little more upbeat today, so I chose the original Manchester Orchestra song. And I think it's time. I've always wanted to do this on air, and I feel like today is a perfect example of that, to, like, discuss how I organize my music on Spotify, because it is my magnum opus. It is the only thing in my life that matters. If I lost my Spotify library, I would cease to exist as a human or have a personality at all. And it's important to me. And sometimes when I'm feeling a little sad, I'll just look at my playlists. Like, I won't even listen to them. I'll just, like, look at them. And that makes me happy because they're organized so well. But I have such a specific neurotic way of organizing my music. And I feel like everyone who loves music has their own individual way, and it's so interesting to me to see how people organize playlists and songs. And so if you're tuning in and you have a specific neuroses that you would like to share, please let me know, but I'll tell you mine. So every month I have a monthly playlist that has all the songs that are new that I found that month, new albums that came out, songs that might be old but I discovered that month, what have you. Everything I'm listening for that month goes into the monthly playlist. And then at the end of each month, I'll disperse that music into other playlists. So I have big, huge, like, 1,000-song genre playlists. So I have a country playlist, I have a folk playlist, a indie playlist, a rock playlist, rap, whatever. That is kind of my big catch-all buckets for genres. And then I have seasonal playlists that I make usually like 4 times a year. I'll make, like, a summer, spring, fall, winter playlist. And it's so funny to see the trends throughout the year, because I feel like without fail, like, every summer it's like super synth heavy electronic music, every fall it's like a lot of R&B, every winter it's like folk and like sad indie music, every spring is like happy upbeat indie music. And it, like, is so interesting to me to see how, like, that correlates every year. So I'll make seasonal playlists, and new songs from every month will go into my seasonal playlists. And then I also make smaller, like, moment playlists. So I made a road trip playlist the other week when I went to Vermont. Or I have a foam rolling playlist that I love. Or other specific, like, hyper genre based or hyper specific moment based playlists. And all songs are dispersed through into those playlists and updated regularly. And then at the end of every year, I'll combine all my monthly playlists into a big, fat, yearly playlist. Wow. That was a lot. But I had to get it out there. I care so much about my system, and I've gotten down over the years. And so a lot of what you're listening today comes from my big, big, fat indie playlist that I've been shuffling on repeat today, because it's spring, and you know what that means. It means happy indie music. Means going back to 2016 when I had not a care in the world. So a lot of music is coming from that today. Next up, I'll stop talking, stop rambling, is a 1975 song that came on shuffle today that I was like, oh, this is a good one. Haven't heard it in a while. This one is from my friend Matty Yost, the original 1975 apologist forever. And then after that, we're going to play a song that's super controversial, but I love, and I will never not love this song. And you're going to hear it, and you're going to know it, and it's going to take you back, and you're going to remember the first time that you heard this song. And I know the first time I heard this song. So you can guess what that's going to be. But first up, 1975 with Tonight I Wish I Was Your Boy.
I tell you,
All right, we're back. You know it, and you love it, or you hate it. That was Safe and Sound by Capital Cities. A classic, classic song that I love very, very much. And to answer the question, where was I when I first heard that song? The answer is, I heard the North American premiere of that song on the radio because I was a Sirius XM girl, and I listened to Sirius XM all day, specifically Alt Nation, in the car with my dad. And they would get access to all the North American radio premieres. So I heard Pompeii for the first time on that station. I heard Safe and Sound, a bunch of other tracks. But I love that song. And I played it the other day in my house for when we were about to go out. It was like on our pregame playlist. And one of my roommates, who I won't name, was like, why are you playing this? Are we in middle school? Like, what? And I think it's so good. Like, it's so good. And it will never not be good. And if you're a real Capital Cities fan, then you'll know that the real, the best Capital Cities track is Kangaroo Court. The best song. And you should go and listen to that right now if you haven't. So that was what I just played. Before that was Tonight I Wish It Was Your Boy. Didn't even know that my friend Maddie Yost was tuning in, the 1975 fan that I mentioned. She happened to be listening, so that was an extra special treat. And ever since my last digression, where I revealed all my trade secrets and basically admitted that I'm insane on the airwaves when it comes to Spotify organization, but hey, I'll be a consultant. Maybe that's my future career path. People will pay me to organize their music libraries for them, and I would love nothing, nothing more than to do that. But I've had some follow-up questions from the crowd that I'm going to address. And so the first question comes from Ava, and she was asking, how long has this organizational system existed? And to your question, Ava, I always did monthly playlists, like ever since I started my Spotify, probably when I was 12, 13, I don't know. At some point. And then I all started putting in the big genre playlist once I started listening to more music. But then I always felt like there was something missing. Like I wanted playlists that spanned multiple genres that had indie and R&B and folk tracks on it that kind of encompassed more of a mood than a genre. So that's kind of when I started doing seasonal playlists. And I just felt like I would listen to them for like a couple months and then get sick of it and make a new one. And it kind of coincided with like 4 or 5 times a year. And then there were always like specific playlists that I wanted to make for, you know, like I was really into hyperpop and I really wanted like a tiny little baby hyperpop playlist, or like I really needed a good running playlist. So those would like kind of fill in the gaps between seasonal and genre playlists. But I've definitely tried other forms of organizing stuff and like would love for people to tell me how they do it, because I used to try to make like a playlist a week, and that just didn't work because sometimes there weren't like songs I wanted to put in there for a week. I've tried a lot of different things. So if anyone has an idea, let me know. This is just what works best for me. And if you have any follow-up questions, I'd be happy to talk about this, because I could talk about this all day. I have strong emotions about how music can be organized. Oh, and then I also have like my top favorite songs, like that's a separate playlist, or I'll make a lot of playlists for people and that goes in a folder. So I love the Spotify folder function, because I have like every year has a folder, and then all my like happy playlists go in a folder, all my sad playlists go in a folder, all my like genre playlists go in a folder, all my new playlists that I've made in like the last 6 months go in a folder, all my workout playlists go in a folder, and all my like playlists that I give to other people go in a folder. So just kind of cool. I feel like it really like tells the story of my life and like what I listen to, and it's cool to like track your listening that way. But anyway, I'll shut up. Next up, we can't talk about indie alternative music from the 2010s if we're not talking about Bastille, which is my brother's favorite band. It's so funny because he's 19. And he thinks he's so hardo and like this, yeah, he just thinks he's like this big tough guy, and his favorite band is still Bastille, and I will never not make fun of him for that, and he's definitely not listening, so I can expose him on air for that. But Bastille is so good, and I was looking into my Bastille songs that I have saved. I've saved 50 Bastille songs, so maybe I'm the Bastille fan here. But the song I'm going to play is a collaboration between Bastille and Haim. it's one of my favorite songs by them, and it kind of kills two birds with one stone, since I'm also a huge Chime fan. So this is a Bite Down, and then we're going to get into some Banks right after that.
My words can come out. Talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Thank you for that very informative PSA. I always like to see what like the featured PSAs are on our automation system, Rivendell, and that was the one for today. Thought I'd try it out. Kind of good. So you just heard "Begging for Thread" by Banks, who Maddie Aiken has informed me she used to be a big fan of Banks, and I too was a big fan of Banks. And my dad maintains that Banks sounds like Lana Del Rey, which I just think is so wrong. But if you agree with him, let me know. If you see any similarities, let me know. And once upon a time over the summer, I was watching her Lollapalooza set. I was watching all the Lollapalooza sets because I was looking for a certain someone in a basketball jersey in the crowd. And her set was so good and made me realize how much she's just so talented and her voice is amazing. And I love Banks. Before that, you heard "Bite Down" by Bastille and Haim. I have another question from the audience about my Spotify system, and then we got a couple more to close out the hour. This has been so fun. It's kind of nice to like go off script for once and just like play what I want, even if it's stuff I've played on the show before. No one remembers, so I can play whatever I want. So Maddie's question is if you're listening to one song a lot in 2 months, would it go in both month playlists, or are each playlist completely unique? And the answer is that if I'm listening to a song a lot at the end of the month, like if it's the end of March and I'm about to make my April playlist, I'll put it on my April playlist because I'll probably be listening to it the next month. But once I make the new monthly playlist, I don't go back and listen to the old playlist. So usually the songs that I really like from each month will go on my seasonal or genre playlist, because those are playlists that I listen to on the daily. Like I usually on the regular, I'll listen to my monthly playlist, and then I'll listen to like the bigger playlist that I made for that couple months, and then I'll listen to like a couple of the playlists, the genre playlists or the smaller playlists that I'm like in the mood for. But I never go back and I don't listen to like January and March. So usually they don't transfer over, if that answers your question. Awesome. All right, moving on. We got a couple more for you. And this was a spur of the moment pick. The song is "The Trouble with Us" by Marcus Marr and Chet Faker, who I've talked about on the show before. I love Chet Faker. He's also like kind of a stalwart of the 2010s indie scene. And very briefly there, he changed his name from Chet Faker to Nick Murphy, which is his actual name, and no one listened to his music, so then he went back to Chet Faker, which I think is really, really funny. It's like the IHOP marketing scheme, but for real this time. Like, not even on an accident. Like, it was on purpose. But this is Chet Faker and Marcus Marr with "The Trouble with Us." We'll follow that up with some Rainbow Kitten Surprise and close it out with some Two Door Cinema Club if we have time. So yeah, this is "The Trouble with Us."
You mumble under your breath. I doubt you know what she said. Let's get this off of your chest right here, right now. I'm trying to make this a mess. We're trying to run in the dark. We're making reasons to destroy what we needed, 'cause we're addicted to bleeding hearts. Got me fighting naked, nothing sacred. We're tearing pain off the walls. Nights are made of kiss and makeup. It's on the edge of emotional. I see that look in your eyes. Heartbeats get in the way. I see that look in your face. I can't take it away. Oh God, that's the trouble with me. I need the trouble with you. Oh God, that's the trouble. Let me under your dress, but you won't show me your heart. Teach me a lesson, I guess. I still go back to the dark. I'm trying to clean up the mess. Girl, I don't know where to start. We're in the season of deliberately needing a fire to burn in our hearts. Got me fighting naked, nothing sacred. We're tearing pain off the walls. Nights are made of kiss and makeup. It's on the edge of emotional.
I see that look in your eyes. Heartbeats get in the way. I see that look in your face. I can't take it away.
To the devil, devil, do you like drums? Do you like cigarettes? I'm a nose rum. I say it on the sundown. Sundays, Christmas, Sundays, and when I need a few friends. Now and again, I can never hope to keep them. Thought to give friends what I thought that they wanted. Never had they needed a good friend as I've been. Don't get me venting on friends who resent you, 'cause all you've ever done has been a noose to hang on to. They thought was a necklace and reckless. They fell into hell where you both hang with nothing to do but scratch cake. The gravity went like fall. This, the gravity went like. You could leave it all behind. Even the devil needs time alone sometimes. You could let it all go. You could let it all go. It's called free fall. It's called free fall.
Kind of the devil, and the devil said quit. Can't be bothered, better handle your shit. Keep about your wits, man, keep about your wits. Know yourself and who you came in with. Can I sit down?
hustling all day. I can't even count how many souls I made off the same deal you wronged. Remember, the devil ain't a friend to no one. But find true, when you can let it all go, you can let it all go. It's called free fall. It's called free fall.
Cry to the devil and the devil say, hey,
why you been calling this late? It's like 2 a.m. and the bars all closed. He's dead in hell, it's a rule I made.
Anyway, you say you're too busy saving everybody else to save yourself, and you don't want no help. Oh well, that's a story to tell.
Like you can let it all go, you can let it all go.
It's called free fall. It's called free fall.
You can let it all go, you can let it all go. Cause ain't shit free but falling out. That shit's easy, let me show you how it's like.
All right, that was just a snippet of that track, but we're running out of time, and I want to play one more song. That was, it's called Free Fall by Rainbow Kitten Surprise, one of my favorite bands, and I really mean it this time. But they're so special to me because it was one of the only shows I've seen with just my brother, and we were on the fence, like on the barricade at North Park Observatory, and camp was opening. And one of my listeners, he's a huge camp fan, I turned him on to camp, and I will maintain that for the rest of my life, but it was when no one knew who camp was. They were tiny. Like, no one was there. And it was just such a special show, and now both of those bands are huge, and Rainbow Kitten Surprise does a lot more music, so does camp, but just such a good band. They're so good, and I would love to see them again. They played at Red Rocks, I think, last summer, and I would have died to be at that show. But great track. From their album, How To Friend Love Free Fall from 2018. And before that, you heard The Trouble With Us by Marcus Marr and Chet Faker. And I'm going to close this out because we don't have a lot of time. But thanks for hanging out with me this week. My name is Juliet, and you're listening to Hot Tub Tapes, as always, on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'll be back next week, probably with more of a set, maybe with more of a plan. We'll see. But the song we're going to close this out with is Changing of the Seasons by Two Door Cinema Club. I've played it a ton on my show, but it's just, that to me, like, is the best song for the stage of life that I'm in right now. It's about things changing. It's spring, but it's also, I'm graduating and, like, moving on from college, and it just sums all of that up in such a beautiful way, and I love it. So this is Changing of the Seasons by Two Door Cinema Club, and I'll see you next week.